The rapper Mars Jackson grew up in Pittsburgh's Hill District. He's been performing for about 6 years and wants people to know about the dynamic artists who make up Pittsburgh's rap and hip-hop scene. Jackson says many wrongly believe that Pittsburgh's pool of talent begins and ends with superstars Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller. Jackson stopped by to talk about the scene and began by describing the inspiration for his music.
When I tell my story about, like, college, how hard I had to work, like, it was like, I'm the first person to graduate from my family, a male, you know, a black male. So it really made me feel like, you know, I was on top of the world, but, you know, still trying to be on top of the world and then coming to realization, like, now you're in the real world. You know, it was a very difficult transition, you know, like living on your own, paying bills, like some things might not go your way and you have to, you know, somehow get yourself out of that situation. And I did all this in Pittsburgh. I don't think I could have did a lot of the things that I went through in any other place. So this is what made me who I am today.
I guess I want to start with you just describing in just a couple sentences. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the hip hop scene here?
Very divided.
Divided by what?
Divided by community, divided by cultures, divided by just people in general. We come from a city that's really culturally divided. So in the hip hop world and in our community, it's even more divided. And that's what hurts us the most.
Do you think that it being divided prevents it from thriving?
It prevents it from thriving. That's our biggest defeat. We see two artists that, you know, make it out of small old Pittsburgh, and we look at them and we go like, we want what they got. It's like crabs in a bucket sometimes, you know, and I don't like when people say that about our city or another artist saying that.
But do you say it's like crabs in a bucket?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's like everybody trying to, like, get out. And, you know, you're sitting up there just like, sometimes you want to get out. You're going to get out, but it's the way you get out, not just like climbing over everybody's back.
So do you think the thing that people get wrong is that Pittsburgh has only produced or recently produced these handful of stars,
mm-hmm.
and that outside of that, there's not a whole lot
exactly.
of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would say people misunderstand? Are there other things as well?
I think that's one of the biggest things that they misunderstand. It's not like a lot of people who really, you know, make it out of Pittsburgh, you know, come back and really show them Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not saying, like, you know, they got to live in Pittsburgh or anything like that, but we just want to see more of our city being put on in the right way, you know, like more of the artists being shown. It's okay to, like, show love and things like that. It's not going to take away from your pockets, your popularity or anything, you know, because there's people really in this communities doing their best and also being a good sport in the rap game. You know, hip hop is a sport, you know, and in Pittsburgh, we love sports. You know, so it's like we're also a team. You know, we're from the same city. We breathe the same air. With the hip-hop community, it could be so much better.
Yeah, what would that look like to you?
That, to me, would look like a kumbaya session. I mean, if I ever saw that, I'd be so amazed. You know, it's about supporting. You know, support your artists. And other people outside of Pittsburgh see that we got unity. They'll be wanting to come here and be like, what's there? I want to know they're united, they're unified. So I know something's going on there.
If people in the community kind of spoke with one voice, people outside of Pittsburgh would be more likely to listen.
Mm-hmm. I get it all the time. They don't know what's in Pittsburgh. Why should we bring big artists to Pittsburgh? Why should we let you open up for these big artists? What is in Pittsburgh?
What, if anything, right now are you doing to try and make the change you want to see in the hip hop community?
I'm supporting everything. We have a tremendous, wonderful art community, galleries, just different art crawls. There's just so much, like, in this city that you can't say that Pittsburgh is boring. Get out your comfort zone. Like, go in a place where you don't feel comfortable and have a few drinks or something like that, and I bet you you'll be at the end of the night like, did you have fun? I had fun. And if you didn't have fun, then, you know, try it again somewhere else. You know, I just don't limit myself to one side. I don't, because Pittsburgh's cool. 5 years, we're going to be like the best place to be coming. I'm telling you, I guarantee it.